Well, it's always best to believe in oneself. A little help from others can be a great blessing. Woo! Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to the Hold Your Horses podcast. It has been a hot minute. I feel like I say that every time, but this time it actually has been. And sorry if my room's a little bit echoey as well. I'm upstairs recording in my office, and it's kind of bare right now, so we're trying to fill it up and get some stuff in here so it's not super echoey. So if you are new here, welcome to my podcast. I also have a YouTube channel where we talk about goals as equestrians, you know, mental health. We talk about health for horses and conditioning and all that good stuff. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If you didn't know, I broke my arm. Pretty awesome way to start 2023. Happy New Year, by the way. So I broke my arm, and in the most like ungraceful way possible. Like, it's not even like I have a cool story. I'm like, yo, you know, was riding this crazy horse that I got and he bucked me off, I broke my arm. Like, nope. I was running up a set of cement stairs with a bunch of shit in my hands, and I lost my balance and I literally fell and landed on my elbow, and all of my weight like crashed down onto like my right side of my body. So of course, it's my dominant hand, my right arm, so my elbow's fractured. I can move it, like, I can move my hand. I can still use my hand a little bit now for some things. I just can't lift any weight and anything like that. So it's been quite a journey. This happened, today's January 13th, so this happened last week. So it's been a week this morning, actually. So I'm feeling a little bit better, and, you know, a lot of the, like, initial crazy pain is subsided, and I'm moving forward. But holy moly, this last week was rough. You know, like, something like that can really hold you back, and that's obviously it's a minor thing. Like, you know, there's people out there that have broken legs and can't walk and blah blah blah, but we're not here to compare a situation to others, because that doesn't get us anywhere in life. So I'm here to share my experience with you guys, and hope that, you know, you might gain some knowledge from it or gain something from it that will be beneficial or a positive influence in your life. And that is my goal. So yeah, it really held me back at the start. And if you know, you guys know me at all, I'm very open about talking about mental health and you know, depression and anxiety. I actually have another podcast episode where I talk about anxiety and dealing with that, and in the next month or two I'll be coming out with one with depression as well, so we'll talk about that. But my mental health has been, and I'm, you know, if you struggle with seasonal depression at all, it can be tough this time of the year in the winter, especially, you know, when you kind of live like up north more. I'm in Canada, up in by Toronto, and you know, you can even be further north than this, obviously, but it gets dark really early, like 5 p.m. So it's kind of gets depressing, and it's snowy and it's cold, and it's not easy to like do the everyday tasks that you would normally do. So it makes it a little bit harder. So yeah, I kind of went from being in that little bit of a slump anyway, and then I broke my arm. So it was like, oh my God, now I really can't do anything. Like, I thought I was struggling before to get out of the house, and now I really can't do anything. So, you know, just that mindset, and it's hard once you get in that negative mindset to get out of it. It's really difficult. You know, and there's things as well. Like, if you think to yourself right now, you know, things you might not take for granted because you have two fully functioning arms, but things like I even took for granted before. So like, you know, like putting your hair in a ponytail, doing folding laundry, doing dishes, riding my horse, you know, even getting in and out of the shower is nerve-wracking, because if I have another fall, I only have one arm to catch myself. So, you know, things that you would normally like not think twice about doing become difficult. And if you've dealt with injury or anything like that before, you know that feeling, and it can be really, it can be like a helpless, hopeless kind of feeling sometimes, but I'm lucky I have help, which is what I want to talk about today. So, you know, accepting help, that's why I started with that quote. But, and I think just changing your mindset as well. Like if you get into that negative state of mind, it's so easy to just keep spiraling downward. And sometimes you just need to take a minute and just take a deep breath and just change that mindset instead of saying, you know, oh great, I can't ride my horse for 6 weeks, which I was really struggling with because my colt isn't an easy one to work with and he needs consistency and I do as well. But changing that mindset from, okay, great, I can't ride for 6 weeks to, okay, I now have 6 weeks to fully work on myself and better myself. So when I come back to work with Cash, I'm the best person and the best trainer I can be for him. And not that I'm a horse trainer. I don't work with other people's horses, but I train my own horses. So and I had to start being grateful for the things you can do. So, you know, start like, I think that just goes along with gratitude, right? Like sit down in the morning and take that first few minutes of the day to think like, what am I grateful for? Like, sure, I can't use my arm right now, but you know what? I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful I have people who care about me who can help me when I'm struggling like this as well. And a lot of people don't. You might not have a support system like that, and that makes it really difficult, right? So just being grateful for things that you can do and what can I do? Like I spoke about during this time, like what can you do during this time to better yourself? If there's something, holding you back, like what can you do to heal faster during that time and writing these things down and considering like, you know, there are things you can do during this time. I'm not crippled. I'm not in a wheelchair. I can still walk around and I can still lunge my horse with my left hand. And I think it's thinking, changing that mindset and thinking about the positive things and things we can do. And I'm not saying comparing yourself to others, but being grateful for what you can do, which kind of leads me to my next topic, which is asking for help. I don't know if like how this is for you, like leave a comment below. Pardon me, leave a comment below if you struggle asking for help or accepting help. And it's not an easy thing to do for, and I think that stems back to like maybe your childhood as well. Like I was a caretaker when I was a child. So for me, it's really hard to accept, you know, that someone would want to take care of me and help me because I want to be helping other people and I want to constantly be the caretaker. So it's like really difficult for me, but I had to take a step back and say, okay, there's people that want to help me. And I need to accept help and it's okay to accept help. And that goes back to the quote I said at the beginning. And that's from, I don't know if you guys watch Avatar, The Last Airbender. But there's a quote on there that Iroh says, and it's, well, it is always best to believe in oneself. A little help from others can be a great blessing. And he talks about his nephew and how his nephew is always thinking he needs to do things on his own without anyone's support. And I thought that was really relevant to me, and maybe it's relevant to you, and something you struggle with. So comment below if that's something, you know, that you find difficult. And I'm sure there's tons of people that feel the same way. So I had to really accept what had happened to me and move forward with it. So, you know, in terms of moving forward, I had to focus on a new routine. Okay, what am I, you know, what are you capable of during this time? Even if you're, say you're not injured physically, maybe you're dealing with some mental health issues. What are you capable of doing during this time and not pushing yourself and accepting where you are, focusing on the things that will help you move forward, focus on your healing, and just having that sort of mindset moving forward. It is what it is. And what can you do to make the best of your situation? So I really encourage you, if you're dealing with any sort of block, you know, whether it's, you know, like blockages with your goals or maybe mental health or physical health or any sort of roadblocks, I challenge you to look at it in a different way and, you know, change your mindset, ask for help if you need it and think about things that will help you move forward. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now, guys. It's been a rough one for me. I haven't doing this actual podcast here, I've been struggling with. So I was just waiting for the time when it felt right to me to come on here and talk to you guys. So, and that's today, I guess. So here we go. Moving forward, I am going to be riding again in about 5 to 6 weeks. So I'm just going to keep looking forward to that. And I've asked for some help with my horses in the meantime. Chester, my older galleon, he's gone to a new barn. So he's going to be really well taken care of there. They are going to take the best care of him and get him all fattened up. And so he's doing really, really well. Flicka, I've got a bit of a surprise. Something might be happening with her in the next month, so I'll keep you guys posted. And Cash is doing the same. He's in all my vlogs if you guys want to check out some of my vlogs, which I will start again back maybe later in February, just because right now it's really hard for me to edit stuff. So yeah, that's kind of, we'll just be doing podcasts for now. I'm going to have some more guests coming up to maybe talk about some mental health stuff and injury. And so stay tuned, guys. And thanks for hanging in there with me. I know it's been a bit of a gap. So I will see you guys next week with another podcast. All right. I hope you guys have a great week. Cheers.